beautiful, deceived dreamers. Women in general give the appearance of being more spiritual than men. They like to dabble in soulish thoughts. There are many ways of expressing spirituality, but most of them have nothing to do with the spirit of Jesus Christ. We ladies are more inclined to trust our feelings and intuition than our men, which makes us more subject to deception, just like Sister Eve. Feelings and intuitions are ever-changing. The Word of God is objective and dogmatic, unchanging. It is to religion what hard facts are to science. You rarely hear a man say, "God told me to do this," or "God led me to go down there." The few men I have known who talked that way did not demonstrate that they were any more led by the Spirit than other Christian men. I know that when God does speak to my husband and leads him in a supernatural way, he will not speak of it in public. He doesn't feel the need to promote himself in that manner. And furthermore, he believes that if he has truly heard from heaven, God doesn't need his publicity. God will vindicate himself. But many Christian women habitually attribute nearly every event to divine guidance. Experience proves that women are prone to claim God is their authority when God had nothing at all to do with their leading. It is really quite appalling to see this shameful behavior still in action today, especially when God so graciously gave us the example of Miriam, Moses' sister. Her desire to be on equal footing with Moses has left her name in infamy for our admonition, 1 Corinthians 10, 6-10. For our learning that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Romans 15, verse 4. God seems to be gracious to us dimwits, and that is what we are when we lightly use God's name, a form of blasphemy, to give authority to our intuitive decisions. The bottom line is that women enjoy their own self-effusing spirituality. It is a feminine trait that few men share or enjoy. Men can, however, become totally absorbed in their own personal ambitions and, in the process, neglect their, quote, spiritual, unquote, side altogether. Women often see this, quote, carnality, unquote, in men and assume that women, being more, quote, spiritually, unquote, minded, are closer to God, a completely false assumption. Nearly all spiritualists, past and present, are women. Women are the palm readers, crystal ball gazers, fortune tellers, and tarot card readers. Witches' covens are headed by women. Most mediums, those contacting the dead, are women, as was the Witch of Endor, whom King Saul consulted concerning long-dead Samuel. When Jesus spoke a parable about the kingdom becoming corrupted with false doctrine, he illustrated it with a woman bringing in the corruption. Matthew 13:33. In the book of Revelation, it is a woman, typically called Jezebel, who deceived the church. We are told that she did it through her teaching. John wrote to the church of Thyatira and warned them against allowing that woman Jezebel to teach. Revelations 2:20. Women are either directly or indirectly responsible for most of the past and present cults in Christianity. The Bible makes a point of revealing the inherent nature of women when it gives a reason why women should not teach men. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. 1 Timothy 2:14. That a male is less sensitive than a woman does not make him inferior to her, nor does her being more subject to deception than her husband make her inferior to him. Just different natures. It is in recognizing that difference that wives should fear God and distrust their natural tendencies. Things that are not the same have different capacities and different offices. Adam knew. God had instructed Adam, and Adam had instructed Eve. Adam clearly understood that Satan's promise of spiritual enlightenment was a diabolical lie against God. The natural armor God had given Adam granted him enough understanding to doubt the devil and resist his lies. But Adam's armor had one small weak spot. He was not ruled by his feelings except where it concerned his woman. Adam's soul was exposed and vulnerable to the woman he loved. He wanted her happy, even if it meant disobeying God or going against his natural understanding of truth. He was willing to set aside reason for his woman. Eve's influence over Adam changed the course of history. We need to be aware of the power we have to seduce our husbands into following us into disregarding the clear, objective words of God. Adam, the first man, Samson, the strongest man, Solomon, the wisest man, and even David, the man listed as being after God's own heart, were all brought down by the women they loved. When a man loves a woman and wants to make her happy, he will often acquiesce in spiritual matters because of the affection he holds for her in his heart. Your husband may set aside reason and good judgment if you pressure him and let him feel your displeasure and unhappiness. In a man's heart, the place a woman holds will lead him into great strength or great weakness, depending on the woman and the man. It is there that men rise to great glory with their women, or they are dragged into shame and disgrace by them, or worse yet, are left unused by God. Remember the crazy lady who drove her family to financial ruin because she felt led of God to move and change her husband's business? Her husband knew it would not work, but he could not stand against her constant pleading in her spiritual intensity. He wanted desperately to be the man of God she wanted him to be, but in doing so, he gave up the glory of the man that God expected him to be. She badgered him into giving what little they had left as a tithe in hopes that it would move God to bless their lack of effort with unearned wealth. What foolish rebellion! All in the name of spirituality. In the end, they lost everything, and she lost her mind. Men are still allowing women to take the spiritual lead, and women are confidently leading, just as Eve did. They believe they are doing what is good for the family. It is not an act of carnal lust. It is a religious act driven by rebellion. Women are simply deceived. This is why God has so carefully taught us ladies to observe and maintain our roles as helpmeets. It is why we must implicitly trust God's judgment as to our duties, regardless of how we feel. God gave us a careful and stern warning as to what women would become in the last days. The prophetic picture of this woman is now in full array. It is the spiritual Jezebel, who is the exact opposite of a helpmeet. That is the death knell of the most noble institution on the earth, the family. As you read the next section about the prophetess Jezebel, learn to hate all that she is so you will not fall victim to her wicked practices of deceit.